everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm going to be with you today with an informative show. We're going to tell you all about the election coming up, voting, registrate, all these things. So please, please pay attention and stay with us. It's not about candidates. It's about the actual process. And that, to me, is very important. And you know, I say this 100 times through every election season. I don't care who you vote for. Please just get out and vote. And if you don't, the next time you go into a cemetery and you see all those flags, just say, I'm sorry, I didn't vote and I should have. Because a lot of them at one point in their life put their lives on the line. So for announcements, I'm going to hold off till the end. Because I don't want to hold up Michelle and Ashley as we talk about all about the voting process. And please pay attention as we're going to cover everything. So without further ado, foie gras, soup du jour, Michelle Benjamin and Ashley Gengel. Michelle is the clerk of the city of Pittsfield. And we've done a show on this. The title doesn't do the job justice because it's more than a clerk's job. And Ashley Gengel, Ashley, what's your official title?
I'm the assistant clerk of registration and elections.
Wow. Good for you.
She's my right hand.
Yes, she is. And she's very good at what she does. And yes, I will say this just because it's me. And I think you have the patience of a saint. Both of you. The views and opinions expressed on this program, the Saintly Things, are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Linda Tyre in the Mayor's Office, Peter Marchetti in the City Council, and or the one person riding their bicycle in south in the northbound lane on North Street. All right, so let's, I know these two bike to work every morning. Just thank you for doing this. Michelle and I have been doing this for a long time since she's been the clerk, just so that we, any problems, anything like that, there's time for you to get to the city hall, get to the registry of voters, all that. So let's go voter registration period for this election. What is the cutoff date?
City hall will be open on Saturday, September 9th from the hours of 9 to 5. That is the last day to register and be eligible to vote in the election on September 19th. 2 years ago, the state changed the voter registration deadline. It used to be 20 days before an election.
Right.
Now changed to 9 days. I'm sorry, 10 days. And the date will be the 9th.
So, Tommy, let's do a little refreshing of my memory, and if you can do that, you should be canonized because I don't remember where I parked the car. What about absentee voting and mail-in voting? How are you guys addressing that?
Actually, Ashley and Heather, the assistant clerk, are working on that today. We just received the absentee and early vote by mail ballots, and they will be going out in today's mail. So absentee balloting is available as of today. And in order to vote by absentee ballot, you can receive one in the mail. You have to complete the application, or you can come into the office, complete the application, and vote in person. But to vote by absentee, you have to qualify, and you're signing under the pains and penalty of perjury. And the three qualifications are you're either away from the city or for religious beliefs or for if you're unable to physically get to the polls on election day. So those are the three reasons. And if you don't qualify for one of those reasons, you can vote by mail. All you have to do is call us. We can put an application in the mail to you. We've got about 116 going out in today's mail.
Oh.
And yeah.
Maybe it's just me and I enjoy going and voting. And this is a compliment to the both of you, to all the people involved with the voting. I've never waited in line more than 5 minutes ever. Big elections, little elections. So that's a compliment to you and anybody involved with setting up the machines and everything. So that, folks, I don't want to discourage you. I don't care how you vote, but please vote. Please vote. And, you know, Michelle, going back, what's kind of the only thing that's in absentee ballots, because I used to travel all the time, as you know, I could prove I was out of town by, but the other two criteria, you're physically unable to make it, and what's the other one? I forget.
Well, you have a disability or yeah, something prevents you health-wise from getting to the polls, you can vote by absentee ballot. And the other one is for religious beliefs.
Religious. That's right.
This election doesn't fall on a religious holiday. So that some of the Jewish holidays fall at sundown.
Right.
They can't get to the polls. So we try to make sure that the election doesn't fall on a religious holiday. But if for some reason, for religious beliefs, that you can't get to the polls, you're able to vote by absentee. The state has made it a little more accessible by offering, for state and federal elections, we have early voting, which we offer early in-person voting. So you can walk in and vote in person for any reason. You don't have to have a reason. You just want to vote early, and you can. For local elections, we don't have early in-person voting, but we have vote by mail options available.
Okay.
So it's similar to the absentee, but you don't need to qualify for one of the three reasons.
What would you, either one or both of you, what would you classify this election as? A local, a state, or federal?
This is a local election.
Okay.
When we vote for mayor, clerk, ward counselors, at-large counselors, and the city council, school committee, that is considered a local election, and all local elections fall on an odd year. All state and federal elections fall on an even year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So we're getting, folks, that's the reason I want you to stay tuned, because not only are we going to find out about polling, we are getting a civics lesson. So, and boy, do we need it. Basically, they're just city offices. That's what this is about.
Correct.
Cool. The date of the primary, when is that?
The preliminary is scheduled for September 19th.
So
polls open at 8 a.m. and they close at 8 p.m.
Okay. Now, we'll say this. Don't think I'm, by now you know I'm not all there, but we'll repeat that because there's a morning show, there's people in and out and up and down. And so the polls open at 8, the polls close at 8. And one of the things that I like to compliment these folks on, and we're going to get into that right now, is polling location. Where, let's break the ward polling down, because to me, accessibility to the polls in the city of Pittsfield, Roseanne and I, the Polish princess, we've lived all over the country. And trust me, most people, if they're in any kind of health, can walk to their poll in Pittsfield. And that's not the case in all the places we live. So let's pat ourselves on the back and go down through the polling locations, please.
We have 14 polling locations throughout the city. We have Ward 5 and Ward 1, that 5A and B and 1A and 1B are in one location. They're just separated. It's at the library in Reed Middle School. Then we have 12. I'm going to let Ashley read these because the print is kind of small.
Yeah.
So as Michelle was stating, Ward 1A and 1B is located at Reed Middle School. Ward 2A, Morningside Community School. Ward 2B is the Somerset Fire Station. 3A is Providence Court. 3B is Egremont School. 4A is Herberg Middle School. 4B is Williams Elementary School. 5A and 5B is located at the library. 6A is Columbus Arms. 6B is the Conti Community School. 7A is the Pex Road Fire Station, and 7B is Conti, or I'm sorry, 7B is Capeless Elementary.
And now polls, we'll go over them again. Don't go crazy if you're in the car with the kids or whatever. But those polls are really convenient. I mean, I my hat's off to the people long before Michelle and I and Ashley. Well, I guess Michelle's on relocation of one of the two of them. But there have always been what I call neighborhood polls. And that may not be the right term, may not even be fair, but that's me. And that's how I remember them. The polling times is 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now, folks, that's 12 hours. I don't want to say anything, but you can do a lot. And if you spend a half an hour at the polls, it's because you're talking to somebody. Really? Or chatting. Really and truly, another thing, and I know the answer to this, but I want you guys to, do you need a ID to vote? Identification of some sort to vote?
So let me say one more thing about the polling locations, and then we'll answer that question. So if you're a first-time voter and you're unsure where you vote, please give us a call. Our number is 499-9460. So if you give us a call, if you're a first-time voter, you're unsure where you vote, you might live on Egremont Avenue and think you'd vote at Egremont, but we have to have boundaries, and believe it or not, Egremont Ave is a boundary. So one side of Egremont Ave votes at Egremont School, and the other side votes at Providence Court. So if you're a first-time voter and you're unsure, give us a call. We're happy to help. You can also go online to our website. It lists all the polling locations, and it also has a place to put in on our website, where do I vote? It brings you to the state website, and you put in your address, and it will tell you. If you're unsure if you're a registered voter, please give us a call, because we can let you know if you're registered. And if you're not, you have until the 9th to register. And as Bill was asking about IDs, if you have never voted before in an election and you have not provided us with the last four of your social or your driver's license number, the check-in person might ask you for an ID. And that's a state law. If you have not answered your local city census this year or in past years, you will be marked as inactive. So you're still a registered voter.
Right.
You're going to have to provide an ID and proof that you still live at your current address. So answering the local city census is very important. It is what keeps you active on the voter rolls. And after two federal cycles or 4 years, you will be removed from the census and the voter rolls if you don't answer it. So it's very important to answer that local census.
Thank you for that, because I've never made, I'm sure many of us never made that connection, that the importance of that, answering that census so that we stay active on the voter rolls. And thanks for that. That's a kind of a good piece of information even for me, because I try to do it, but by now what you're dealing with. I want to go back again, just one other thing. and that is the polling times. They're 8 in the morning to 8 in the evening. And they don't take a lunch break. Someone actually asked me that the last election. Did I take a lunch break? No. The polls stay open.
The polls stay open, but the election workers are able to take a lunch break and a dinner break.
Yeah.
12 hours is a long time to be there, so we do let them out.
Michelle and I have had a running, a contest. We try to visualize what the voting turnout will be. And once again, I think we're on the same track, but I hope we're wrong. I really do hope we're wrong. We have a lot going on in the city. We have a lot of open positions in the city council, in the school committee. There's a lot of things going on that we want the best people we can get in office. And I say this every year, those folks that have been tuning in, if you don't vote, don't gripe. That's my new motto. Don't vote, don't gripe. So, Ashley, what are you seeing for new registration turnout in your office?
So I am seeing a lot of new registrations. However, a lot of those are coming over from the RMV due to the new voting laws that were put in place last year. So if you weren't a registered voter before through the RMV, they automatically enroll you to become a voter now. So I'm seeing a lot more than I have been previously, but it's mostly due to that. It's not people that are registering as new voters.
Some of them are duplicates. Because even if you are a registered voter, when you go update your license or mass ID, they're registering you to vote, whether you want to be or not. We have had in the past some people coming in and saying, I don't know why I got this. I'm not a registered voter. I don't want to vote.
Well, that's a wonderful American there. Anyhow, an aside. The Polish princess and I had reasons to be at the Registry of Motor Vehicles within the past week. And I have to just take a minute, and I have the other day, and I probably will do it a couple more times because it needs to be heard. We were treated, and we, believe me, when I tell you, Jennifer, who took care of us, was a saint, because you have two old people who don't understand anything about what's going on with the registry. And Paula, who's the station manager there, the entire sitting watching how the new registry, and I stress that word, new registry, operates was terrific. I can remember wanting to get a root canal rather than go get a new license. But I can't say enough good things about the Registry of Motor Vehicles in Pittsfield, the old Madonna Hall. They were very courteous. They're very kind. Some people couldn't speak English. They were just go in there with a positive attitude because you're going to get treated very, very well. And it's not their fault. They don't make up the stupid rules. That's the legislature and stuff. But seriously, they work with you this time. And that's what Roseanne and I found so warm. And I said to them, I this is amazing. So
since you brought that up, I just want to make a comment. When you go to get your license renewed, they're forcing everyone to get this real ID.
Yeah.
And this might help people who are out there. When you go to get your license, you need a copy of your birth certificate. If you have changed your name by marriage, you need a copy of your marriage certificate. You need your Social Security card, and you need two forms of mail going to the address that you are trying to register at. So if you are a Pittsfield resident and you were born here, the city clerk's office will have your birth record. If you took your marriage intentions out here in Pittsfield, we will have your marriage license.
Oh, wow.
But in Massachusetts, you can take out a marriage intentions in any city or town, and then you can go to the Cape and get married, or you can take one out in Boston and get married in the Berkshires. So your marriage certificate lies wherever you took out your marriage intentions.
Oh, cool.
So that's kind of important, because I know people get frustrated with the RMV, and they get frustrated with us when we don't have the records.
And again, I just will say this. They don't make the rules. They just have to live by them. Now, what, I have a question. Is the long form, is it the long form birth certificate?
Since 9/11, we've done away with the short form birth certificates. Oh. If you order a birth record from here, and I think throughout the whole Commonwealth, they will always be a long form birth certificate.
Wow. Well, in my case, they're on parchment anyhow, so it doesn't make any difference. I do want to say that when you go to the city hall, as I just said, wonderful things about the registry, the same thing happens in this office. I've been in there, and when people come in, they don't know what they want. Their mother sent them in, or, you know, and Michelle, and that office is always run, even when Linda Tyer and Jackie, and going back forever, that, I forgot Jody. Jody's in the middle of Jackie. I've always found them very helpful. They will work with you. And I want people to be aware of that. The same in voter registration. If you're not, what if someone's not sure if they're
not
registered?
Sure. Oh, they can give us a call at 499-9460 and we can look them up to see if they are registered. If they're not registered in Pittsfield, I can do a statewide search and see if they're registered in another community.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And for folks that are listening and watching, please stay tuned. We're going to go back over some stuff, but it's so important, because if you show up and there's a glitch, then you get frustrated, and there really isn't. That's why we're doing this show, and we're doing it in enough time so that you can fix any glitches in your record. I've always been, and Michelle will tell you, and Jody will tell you, and I've always, since I've been on the radio, always try to give people enough time. If they question, gee, did I send in that census thing? You can call, you can go in, whatever. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Michelle.
If they sent their census in, they can double check. We always in May send out a postcard. If you haven't answered your census, you might get a small postcard in the mail asking, do you still live in the city? Have you moved to a new address in the city? Have you moved out of the city? And that helps us update the voter rolls. So if you've got a postcard, there's still time. Drop those postcards off to us.
Yeah.
We have a drop box now in the back of the building since the absentee ballots are going out today. You can drop your census, your confirmation mailing postcard, anything in there. As long as we have your signature, we can update your voter registration. If moms and dad have children who've moved out of the area, we cannot take them off of the voter rolls without their signature. So if someone wants to mail us a letter saying I've moved to New York State and we have their signature, we can update the records that way. But the census will not, we can't just delete them. If they are a registered voter in the state of Massachusetts, they have rights, and we cannot remove them without their signature.
Yeah, and that's good to know. And now I have a question. So now we know all the kiddos are going back to college. How would we tell them to vote? How would you tell them? Because I have no idea.
Request an absentee ballot. Mom and dad, any family member can fill out an absentee ballot or a vote by mail application as a family member. So if my daughter is away at college, I can fill out an application for them, and we'll mail the ballot to the student.
Well, that's very cool. And for those people that haven't left to go to college, because I think this weekend and or next weekend is a huge return to college weekend, stop by the city hall and vote.
Stop by today.
Yeah, stop by and vote, because your vote is as important as my vote is. And you look at it with different eyes from a different generation, and make it a habit. You know, I think back, I tell this story every, my Irish mother taking us by the hand by the time we could walk, and I can remember, barely remember going in a stroller, down to St. Charles School to vote. That was an obligation. And I can remember going in the cold, and I can remember going in the rain. But we went, and I think of that all the time when on voting, the voting period, the dedication that my mother's generation had. Yeah.
You get locked in there.
Yeah. It scared me when the first time we went, she pushed it in. I thought, who's going to come out of the machine? We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Please don't hang up or go away. Come back, because we're going to repeat a lot of this stuff. And it will save them from getting calls, and it will save me from getting texts and calls about, well, what did they say about what day? And if you're calling me for advice on that, well, you know what you're going to get. Anyhow, we're going to take a break. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. Once again, I just would, I know it's tedious, but it's important. I don't care who you vote for. I really don't care. But please vote. Please vote. I've been in countries through my career where voting could have cost you your life, but yet people voted. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Michelle and Ashley will be back and fill us in on some more good information. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. I am here today with two of the most wonderful people you'll meet. They really are public servants in the best sense of the term. Michelle Benjamin, she is the city clerk for the city of Pittsfield, a hugely responsible job. I often say this every time. The title does not denote the importance of the job. She, in my opinion, she is the keeper of the records and the history of the city of Pittsfield during her term. That's my definition of it. And there's probably a lot more to it. And with her is Ashley Gengel, and she's got a big, long title, but basically she's takes care of all the voting stuff. And I want to tell you, that is a hugely responsible job. And Ashley does a wonderful job at it. And she's so helpful to people. And as everyone in the city clerk's office is, I've never been in there where anybody's been short with anybody. I can't say that about other places, but there we go. Maybe it's just me. But I want to, what is the very, very last day you can get in to register to vote.
So that would be Saturday, September 9th. In order to vote for the preliminary, you must be registered by September 9th, which is 10 days before the election. And City Hall will be open that day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. for anyone who wants to come in and register with us.
And folks, if you're unsure, and I just found out some stuff through the first part of this interview, and Michelle's going to go over it now for us. If you're unsure if you're still registered or if you ever registered, Michelle, kind of give us a 30,000 foot view of that.
Sure. If you're unsure if you're registered or you recently moved, don't hesitate to contact our office, 499-9460. We can let you know. We can also look up statewide if you're registered in another community, and we can get you registered here in Pittsfield. There's a couple other options. You can go onto our city website under the voter registrations page, and you can put in your address, and it will tell you if you're registered and where you would vote. It actually brings you to the state page. So by all means, you can go to the website, you can give us a call, feel free to stop in. We're here every day from 8:30 to 4. We're happy to help. We'd love to get you registered. And like Bill said, we want people to vote.
Yes.
And it's a long day for the people at the polling stations. And the busier they are, it's a well-oiled machine. It runs very smooth.
Yep.
Bill had mentioned earlier, he's only had to wait in line, say, 5 minutes.
At max.
And, you know, things run smoothly, and we want people to get out and vote. We'd like to see a high voter turnout.
And as I said, and I will say, and I know you're going, oh, God, he's going to say it again. I don't care who you vote for. Please vote. It's a shame. And I'll say this like I had a one time a state legislator call me a grumpy old man. And that probably fits fine. But please vote, because if you don't vote, don't gripe. There it is. You don't vote, don't gripe. But why should 22, 25, 28% of the city dictate to all the rest of us, well, who's going to be the mayor? Who's going to be on the city council? Who's going to be on the school committee? And then what I get afterwards is, can you believe the election? And my response always back is, did you vote? And I can't tell you, it's over 50% of. No, I didn't find anybody I liked. Well, then don't gripe. Don't vote. Don't gripe. So the date of the I'm calling it the wrong thing, and thank you for correcting me, Ashley. I always called it a primary, but it isn't.
Local elections are preliminaries.
Oh.
In federal have primaries. That's the only difference. It's basically the same thing.
I'm surprised they don't call it a runoff. I gotta clean my act up. Anyhow, but what is the exact date of that, Ashley? Please. Oh, sorry.
Did you say Ashley?
No, go ahead. Yeah, either one.
So the preliminary election is on Tuesday, September 19th. We will have a citywide election for mayor, and we will have two ward races in Ward 2 and Ward 7. There are three candidates running, and basically the preliminary will move the two with the highest votes forward to the general election in November.
And again, if you want someone, don't make the assumption, oh, they'll win. They've been in before, they'll win. Michelle, I won't get into specifics, but I can remember whatever this is, preliminary election, where this person got woof. I mean, just eliminated the competition and lost in the election because everyone made this assumption. Oh, They'll win.
You can't assume anyone's going to win.
No.
All we can say is get out and vote, and whatever candidates have the highest vote totals after the preliminary, they will move forward. And whatever candidates at the general election have the highest vote totals wins. So don't assume. And I want to just mention that whoever wins this election wins it fair and square.
Right.
I'm sorry, did you say something?
No. I just
want to assure the residents and the voters of the city of Pittsfield. What goes on in our office and with the 84 election workers who work tirelessly for over 13 hours during an election? They do it. We put our heart and soul into it. And whoever wins, they win fair and square. There has been doubt cast on this office in the past, which is really disheartening and sad. And it was done again at the last preliminary election in 2022 with Facebook posts. Whatever happens, the candidates win fair and square.
I don't have a reputation, but if I did, I would stake my reputation on the honesty, integrity, and forthrightness of these ladies in that entire office and all the poll workers. This is Pittsfield. This isn't some big place, Atlanta or whatever. This is Pittsfield. That office, and I was personally upset with the allegations because these people have never given anyone an inkling of that. And so that said, thank you for saying that. Part of the problem.
I almost hesitated in saying anything, I feel almost like we have to defend ourselves. But we are honest, hardworking people. And all of the 84 election workers are hardworking. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to say that.
No, I'm glad you did, because I know how the attention to detail, the attention to transparency, the attention to honesty. I was discouraged the last couple of times. If you lose, you lose. We're Pittsfield. I'll say it one more time. We're not some big metropolis where your chances of bumping into somebody at the big Y are zero. I've lived in big metropolises. I bump into people at the big Y all the time. And so do these ladies. And so do the people who will be working the polls. Most of the people you know from the neighborhood working the polls. It isn't like somebody you haven't seen. So thank you for doing that. And I apologize to both you and to all involved about your integrity being attacked. It's unfair. Polling stations. Let's get back. Polling stations. Ashley, where are these polling stations? Come on. You've got the young eyes.
Wards 1A and B are both located at Reed Middle School. Ward 2A is Morningside Community School. Ward 2B is the Somerset Fire Station. 3A is Providence Court. 3B is Egremont School. 4A is Herberg Middle School. 4B is Williams Elementary School. 5A and B are both located at the library. 6A is Columbus Arms. 6B is the Conti Community School. 7A is Pex Road Fire, and 7B is Capeless School.
And the polling hours, and I'll say it again, I'll probably say it one more time before we end the day, they're from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And the polls are open, though they don't close for lunch. The poll workers get lunch periods, but the polls, if you're running there from work to vote, I believe you'll be in and out and still have time for a sandwich. And like I said before in the earlier part of the show, the longest that I was just here rethinking it, and the longest I've ever waited was probably 5 minutes. And you're inside. I voted Herberg. You're inside. Don't vote. Don't gripe. Don't vote. Don't gripe. If your person didn't win mayor and you didn't vote, don't gripe. And I know that's awful, and I don't mean it to be, but it's true. It's true. It's I now, one of the things I want to be sure to, we're going to go over this again. If you didn't do the census, then there's a process you need to do before voting day. And they're going to tell you what that process is. And how important, let me tell you how important it is. I never realized how important it is to fill that form out.
So Bill asked earlier if people have to show an ID. If you have answered your local census that goes out in January, there will, you're considered an active voter. If you did not fill out that local census, you're going to be have a an I next to your name, meaning you're inactive. So if you are inactive and you did not fill out your census, you will have to show an ID. If you have your driver's license on you, great. If you don't, we can accept a utility bill, something with your name and address as you're registered, and then that will make you active. If you did not answer your census in that went out in January, in May, we sent out a confirmation card mailing, and basically it's like a second chance, like, hey, are you still here? Do you still live at this address? Did you move within the city? Or have you moved outside of the city? And that will update your census. So if you did not, that's why it's so important. People I know at the polls get frustrated. I know I answered it. But we keep them. We have them on file. Yeah. Here. So we can go through it and find out if you did. But if you haven't answered your census or you're not sure, you can give us a call. We'll find out if you did, and you can still have time to update your census.
Now, the other one I think is important I want to ask, and I didn't ask in the first half hour. This, if you're, what do they call, unenrolled, is that the right term? I used to call it independent, but I got my head taken off. Unenrolled, and you go to vote, what's the process?
So in a local election, it's nonpartisan. So everyone can vote. It doesn't matter what party you're in. You are correct. Years ago, it used to be called the independent party. Now it's the unenrolled party, which sounds crazy because it sounds like you're not a registered voter, but you are. The unenrolled status gives you the option at state and federal elections to pick what ballot you want, whether it's the Democratic, Republican, or if there's another party ballot at the time. Yeah. We've had Green Rainbow and Libertarian back and forth. Sometimes they are. And if you are anything else other than a Democrat or a Republican, if you're a Green Rainbow, a Libertarian, if you're a pizza party, at a state or federal primary, you have the option to choose any of the available ballots. You're kind of considered an unenrolled voter.
Cool. So basically, you don't have to declare as you would. Some elections, you must declare.
Correct. For local elections, there's only one ballot. Everyone is on the same ballot.
And that's very good. And I want to go back again as a refresher to people just tuning in. If you can't make the voting day, the actual voting day, they're going to tell you what you can do to vote, because the important thing is you vote. We don't care how you vote, but vote.
There's two options. You can vote by absentee ballot, but you have to qualify for an absentee ballot. You can walk in and vote in person by absentee, or you can request one, fill out the application, and we'll mail it to you. The three qualifying factors for an absentee ballot are you're absent from the city on the day of the election. The second one is for religious beliefs. If for some reason you are unable to go in person and vote on election day due to religious beliefs, you can vote by absentee. And the third one is you are physically unable to get to the polls due to a disability or some other reason. So you're unable to physically walk and get to the polls. So those three reasons, and you're signing under the pains and penalty of perjury, that you qualify for the absentee ballot. If you don't qualify for one of those reasons, for the local elections, you can vote by mail. You can't walk in here and say, I want to vote, because we're going to ask, are you going to be here on election day? And if they say yes, we'll tell them, well, you can fill out this application and you can vote by mail. So we do not have early voting in person for local elections.
Thank you for that.
Vote by mail applications are available up until 5 days prior to the election. So as long as we get the application back 5 days prior to September 19th, then we still have time to send you a ballot in the mail
by the 12th.
Mm-hmm. So that would be September 12th will be the last date that applications are accepted for vote by mail.
And I will say this. I know, folks, you're out there going, September, this, I'm out of my head spinning. You know what, then? Take a break, have a cup of coffee, and give them a call at 413-499-9460. And you'll get either Ashley or Michelle or whatever. I don't care who you get. They're going to give you the right skinny. There you go.
This voting schedule is on our website.
Oh, cool.
If you have any questions, the dates that we've been talking about today are on the website.
See?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We didn't mention, Bill, about absentee in person.
Yeah.
If you are able and you qualify for one of those three reasons, you are able to vote in person up until noon the day before the election. So that would be 12 p.m. on the 18th, Monday the 18th.
City Hall.
At City Hall.
At City Hall in the city clerk's office. And
Registration office.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't ever give me a lead because I'll blow.
We'll send you next door.
Yeah. And again, the goal of this show and the goal of these two ladies and all the people that are running is for you to vote. And if you listen to the show and you can find an excuse about why you can't vote, please email it to me, because I want to see it. So because I don't know what more the city can do, they can do, the candidates can do, and you owe it to them. They've stepped up to the plate. They've thrown their hat in the ring to run for office. You owe it to them, and vote for. As again, I'll say it one more time. I don't care who you vote for, but please get out and vote. And any questions that we didn't cover, and I can't, is there anything we didn't cover, do you think?
I don't think so. I think we've covered everything.
Well, if there is, 499-9460, Michelle or Ashley, and they'll take care of any questions that you will have. Ladies, I can't thank you enough. This is really a civic duty I feel I have, and you guys always come through 100%.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you trying to encourage everyone to get out and vote.
And if it goes over 30%, I'll bring donuts.
Jelly.
Okay, jelly it is.
I prefer a bagel myself.
Maple?
Bagel.
Oh, bagel. All right. We got to remember these ears are 76 years old. They don't hear well. All right. I'll see you guys. I got to make these announcements or I'll get hate mail.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. But best of luck. I'm always here if you need anything.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye-bye. Good Take luck. Care. All right, folks, coming up, actually, this is near and dear to my heart, too. Also, and Alzheimer's Walk in Adams is Saturday, September 30th. Please get in touch with the Alzheimer's Association. They've got an 800 number. They got a website. Just go ALZ, and that'll get you there. Also, this is fun. It's been a while. COVID really put a slam on us, but he's back. Zip Store Comedy presents our first show in North County after 16 years in Pittsfield. It will be at the Adams Theater, 27 Park Street, Adams. Unbelievable. Stand-up comedy as seen on TV. Tom D'Addario, he's a Pancakes and Syrup comedy show. Late Night with Seth Meyers and Tamron Hall. It's going to be a great show. It's October the 7th. Plenty of free parking, municipal lots within walking distance. Food, beverage available for purchase, Firehouse Cafe and Bistro. If you want to know more, call Zip Store Comedy, 413-822-2247. Or go on the website, www.ZIPSTOHR.com, all lowercase. It's back. We're trying to get back. We're trying to become pre-COVID again. And I want to thank Zip Store Comedy. They always put on a great show. Could be the end of the season. Give them a go on the website and check it out. 2023 Jazz Dinner Series up at the Bascom Lodge. Go up there, check it out. Go on their website, mail@bascomlodge.net, all lowercase. The Berkshire Theater Group is calling on Wednesday, August 30th. There will be an audition call for actors in a non-equity touring show production of The Magic Treehouse, Merlin's Mission, Winter of the Ice Wizard. Wednesday, August 30th, 6 p.m. For more information, you can email all lowercase, audition. At Berkshire Theater, and theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E, BerkshireTheater.org. So that's auditions at BerkshireTheater.org. Also, coming up very quickly, September the 29th will be the golf tournament, United Way General Dynamics. It's the United Way golf tournament. They do a lot of great work. There, and it's just really support them. It's really something when you see all the work they do. Also, my one of my favorites in the whole world, not golf, because most of them have restraining orders about me getting on a golf course. But this is Mountain One's one of the big sponsors of the Hillcrest Educational Center's 21st annual golf fall classic. That's going to be taking place. Where is it? I got to get the thing here. Where is it? Anyhow, give them a call at 413-499-7924. And they'll give you all the information, the dates and times. I had the date here. I don't know where it went to. Anyhow, it's a great organization. They do a great thing. A lot of work. And again, 499-7924, extension 133. And you can register there today. Okay. NAMI of the Berkshire, September 19th. They're going to be having 5:30 to 8:30, September 19th, Proprietor Lodge. Celebrate the mental health heroes of the Berkshires. NAMI, Berkshire County Community Impact over the last year. And that's what's coming ahead. Good for them. I can't say enough. One of the other pieces that I think is really, and I want to get this It means so much to me personally. And September 13th through the 18th, the moving wall, it's a exact replica of the Vietnam Veterans Wall in Washington, September 13th through the 18th at the Dalton American Legion grounds. It means a lot to me. I know several people's names that are on that wall, who are on that wall. Dalton American Legion coming up Sunday, August 27th. Well, that one's already passed, so you won't miss it. And that one too. But again, the wall, it means so much to me. I hope you can do it. I hope you can. There's a lot of history there. Many of us believe this. They're never forgot. There's not a day goes by that I don't remember one or two or all of them, depending on the day. Thank you for staying with us. God bless. Take care of each other. Why? Think about it. Think about it. Each other. It's all that we have. Don't vote. Don't gripe. Bye-bye.